שישנה. כוסוב בעיר זרוע שפעם אחס חולון נוחי מונסייד אגוי גציק ושולח ליהודי אחד ביונטב שישלח לוי ויינוי, he should send them from his wine. Vim lo yishlach loi, yomus. He felt that this yayin of the yid was very mesugal for chiyas, and he felt if he won't send him, he'll die, the guy will die. Vanochi hoya murzik be'ir. And this was a bakanta nochi, he lived in the shtot. What's the Indian that the Nochi was Murzik Be'ir? Because we'll see soon we're going to have a heter of Darkei Sholem. So Darkei Sholem passed. If he's a bakant in the shtot and the Yid won't do anything about him, so Memele, so then they'll be missing in Darkei Sholem. The heter lishloyach loy al yedei Nochi mishum Darkei Sholem. So there is a rule was matter, so it seems as follows. That Be'emison, there's an Isser Heitzo. This is not called, that we see from Tosfos, there's no heter of Heitzo beyond it. That's just like we had the previous Tosfos. Moitzi ani es anochi she'em mezei neseyem olecho. That Moloche in Yontev is Mutter L'Tzeirich Yisrael. L'Tzeirich Akum, one is not permitted to do a Moloche. And it seems, even though there's a din of Mitoich Shehutra L'Tzeirich, Hutra Nami Shalei L'Tzeirich, but L'Tzeirich Nochi, and it would seem, Afilu Al-Darkei Sholem, also doesn't go into the heter of Mitoich. So, but there was a problem of Darkei Sholem. So, Anochi hoya murzik be'ir, v'hiter lishloyech loy al yedei Nochi. So, the Erzeruah was matter to send this guy through Anochi, mishum Darkei Sholem. And we'll see soon that the Iker Heter is built because we don't have an emissary Rishus Harabim. So it is Shvus to Shvus, B'mokim Darkei Sholem. So it's Amir La'akum, he's making a Goya Shliach to carry for him, in a Kalmelis, L'Tzorech Darkei Sholem. V'sholach El Rabbeinu Simcha, V'hiteloi, Rabbeinu Simcha was also a matter, Avoloi Al Yedei Yisrael. Aber Yisrael is also, because there's no heter to carry for a Goy Mibnei Darkei Sholem. ולרב יצרוק נראה דהו עדין בשבס אם הויו העניין כך שויה דובו ששייך דרכי שולם. The same thing would occur on Shabbos, כגוין שהויו הנוכי אלום, that there's a guy, he's a strong guy and he can make tzoris. There's no shayla pikuach nefoshes, but he could make tzoris. נראה שמותו לשלוח לוי על ידי נוכי לדידון דלסלון השטה רשוס הרבם דיירייסה. Since we don't have an emissary רשוס הרבם, so ממילא, so אמירה לעקום is mutter. Even though the שערצין is מאירה, this is brought down להלוכה, even though it's not so poshut, we don't have an emissary רשוס הרבם, it is a מחלוקס הפויסקים, what one needs to have a real רשוס הרבם. If one needs a hiloch of shishim riboy, 600,000, so then we don't have an emissary shus harabim. If one needs
tesbayin amo, that is 16, which is 16 amis, then we do have an emissary shus harabim.
The shayla of amir la akum, we are soymer on these shittes, since it's haivisay ad rabbonom. So on the Rabbanu de Keshayla, we are Soymech on the Poiskim that hold we don't have an emissary Rishus Harabim. So Mamela, so it gets a Eloche of a Shvus to Shvus, the Tzorech Darkei Sholem that is Mutter. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tonu Rabbonon, Lo yaskir adam kelov lenochi be'erev Shabbos. One is not permitted to rent out his kelim to a goy erev Shabbos. Why, we're going to see soon, there's a tremendous machlokes harishonim how to understand and explain this gemara. The Dalit, but the Pashtus of Gemara, we see the Gemara asked Schiras Kalim to a Goy Erev Shabbos. The Dalit ubehei muta. But if one rents out to a Goy Wednesday or Thursday, then it's muta. Ki Yaitse boy, we have a similar halacha, a Mishalchin Igrois b'yad nochi b'erev Shabbos. One is not permitted to send a letter through a goy erev Shabbos, the dalet ubehei muta. So the same heter of dalet behei applies by letters. Amru olav al Rabbi Yosi Yakoyin, ba'omri lo al Rabbi Yosi Yachosid, shleinimtso ksav yadoi biyad nochi mi'olam. He never sent a letter that maybe the guy would be holding his letter on Shabbos, carrying the letter on Shabbos, so he wasn't seimech on the setter of the Dalet Vehei Muta. Now let us try to find out what the Shaila is over here. Lo yaskir odom kelov, so Rashi says, lasais bohen meloche. He's renting the goy a keli, and the goy is going to do meloche with the keli be'erev Shabbos. And he's renting it lasis be'em meloche be'erev Shabbos. The Pashtus Lashon of Rashi would seem that he's renting the keli to the goy to do meloche erev Shabbos. That's the whole upmach over here. He's renting to the goy lasis be'em meloche be'erev Shabbos. The nire, so why is it also? Shemaskirei leletzayrach haShabbos. It would seem that he's renting it to him. He's renting to erev Shabbos, but it would seem that he's renting to him letzayrach Shabbos. So the rehitas lashon of Rashi says he's not renting to him for Shabbos. He's renting to him for erev Shabbos. Lasses ben melachim erev Shabbos, but erev Shabbos, and someone will see. So it seems that he's renting to him letzayrer Shabbos. So what is wrong with this? So what's wrong? And if he's renting to him letzayrer Shabbos, so what could be also? So the Ritva says, and that Rashi learned like the Rif in the Rambam. What is the Shitas HaRif is, the Rif does not bring down this Braisa LaHalocha. So Rashi learns like the Rif. Why didn't the Rif bring this down l'halocha? Because the Rif learned that this Braise is going according to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai holds that a Yid is Mitzuba al Shvisas Kalim. That just like one is Mitzuba al Shvisas Behemtoi, one is not permitted, his Behem is not permitted to do Amalocha in Shabbos, so his Kalim are also not permitted that a melacha should be done with them in Shabbos. So therefore, he's not allowed to rent to a goy his keli for Shabbos, because the goy will be doing melacha with it in Shabbos. And be'emesin, that what it says, lo yaskir adam kelov, he shouldn't rent to the goy. It's not davka. He's not allowed to rent to a goy either. Because if the iser is shvises kelim, so Mamel, the Isser is that the guy will do melacha with his keli on Shabbos, and he's mitzuba al shvisas kelim, so there's no difference if he's getting money from the deal or if he's not getting money. The Isser is that a melacha is being done with his keli. So yaskir is lav davke. So now we'll be able to understand Rashi. So Rashi says, so the Rishayim ask a kasha, so if the Isser is of Shvises Kalim, so what's the difference if he does it Erev Shabbos? So if he does it Wednesday or Thursday, the Isser on Shvises Kalim is one, by Shvises Behemtoi, one is permitted to lend his Behema on Wednesday, to go to do Malacha with it on Shabbos, it's, the Isser of Shvises Behemothai applies whenever it is. It's, if it's his behemoth, so it's also that the Malacha should be done with his behemoth. So who then if it's his Keli? So it also should be us. So Be'emesim, this is Rishonim Zakashe. On the Rif, how could the Rif learn is going according to Beis Shammai? So what is the difference between Erev Shabbos or Dalet Vehei? But Dachsich Mir on this Kashe, Rashi Dachsich Mir for the Kashe. Because here we're speaking about he didn't rent it him to do Malacha on Shabbos. He rented him to do Malacha Erev Shabbos. Lo Yaske Adam Kalev Lasses Ben Malacha Be'erev Shabbos. That's all what he did. So Bechlal he didn't do anything wrong. There's Bechlal no Shaila of Shvises Kalim Me'ikar Adin. Because he has no permission to do it on Shabbos. Aber din nire shemaskirei leil tzairich Shabbos. If he's renting on Friday, it looks to the world, it's a marasayin the kidin, that Keilu is renting it for Shabbos. But if he's renting to him on Thursday for Thursday, so it doesn't look to the world that he's renting it on Shabbos. So Memele, so it's very good. So it's only a marasayin the kiiser of Shvises Behemtoi. Shvises Kalov, and the Marisayan only applies if it's rented on Erev Shabbos, not if it's rented on Wednesday and Thursday. That's one Mahalach in Rashi. Let us just see the next Rashi. So, Nimtzo Ksav Yodoi, Shelo Yilichenu B'Shabbos. He never gave over a letter to a Goy that the Goy might carry it on Shabbos. Let us see Tais. Lo yaskir ein lefaresh mishum shvises kalim. So Taisus also knew the rif's pshat of shvises kalim. Uche bei shamai. Him kain, so Taisus asked this kasha. Afilo birvi bachamishi nami. If there's an iser of shvises kalim, Taisus learned pshat is that he's renting to him for Shabbos. So if he's renting for Shabbos, what's the chilek if he's renting it on Friday, he's renting it on Wednesday. Elak bei silahu. The last law shvises kalim. Number one. Or oy becholik vitalis. Or it's speaking about a keli that there's no melacha bechlau that's being done. Not the way Rashi says, lasis bahen melacha. Rashi said clearly it's speaking about a keli that you do melacha. No. Rashi says maybe it's speaking about it's going, it's a parve b'raisa, going according to everyone. He's renting a baget to the guy. So there's no shaila at all of shvises keli. So why is it also? So why can't you rent a guy a talis? And Taisus learns he's renting to him for Shabbos and further. Because it looks like he's taking Schar Shabbos. We'll explain this in a minute. It is not speaking about that he's renting it to him for Shabbos alone. Di maskirei liyoyim, if he's renting it for Shabbos, afilu birvi, ubachamishi yotho, kidemash me bisayif hazot, if one is getting schar, is getting a payment for services, for Shabbos alone, that is called schar Shabbos. Gabi soicha, kedemash v'besoif azov, gabi soicha, poi alim lishmer poroi tinoik. That they're speaking about they rented workers to watch the poradumim, or they used to be tinoikis that needed shmire, and they were oisik in the asiyas mechatos. So the din is that you're not allowed to be soicha apoil for Shabbos. Because that is Schar Shabbos. One is not permitted, one is not permitted to get Schar for Shabbos, for what he does on Shabbos. There is a heter of Havlo. There is a heter of Havlo. That means, if one is getting paid for his services, a week service, and in the week, one of the days is Shabbos, but he's not getting paid for each day. He's getting paid on the week. It's a package deal. He's getting paid for the week. Now in the week, he's getting paid for his services on Shabbos also. Schar Shabbos is lav davke for a chule. Schar Shabbos is for a chedel. You'll rent a room for Shabbos. It's also Schar Shabbos. Agavuch, Rav Moshe Zamoyredike, Shaila, that how one is permitted to get interest on his money if the interest is compounded daily. So Memela, so he's getting interest for each day. So that's not considered a week. You don't get interest for a week. Each day you get interest. So Memela is a Shaila of Shabbos. So let me just tell you an Einfel Moshe says. He says, Stamazay the Shaila is not Negeya, because by the Goyim, it works with the day ends 12 o'clock at night. So in the Mela, Friday, you get Schar for Friday. Shabbos, you get Schar for Ektet Seisa Kachom. So in the Mela, so there's no problem. The problem is the Erev Shabbos Shechali is beyond them. That's the Shaila. Okay. But Al Kaponim, let's not go into the Shtik Teire. Of Al Kaponim, that is the din of Schar Shabbos. Schar Shabbos, you would not allow to get Schar for Shabbos, but Bahavlo is Mutter. Havlo, if you're making it, if you're renting it for a, or you're renting it for a period of time, or you're getting paid for a period of time, that's Havlo and that's Mutter. Now. So now when he rents his keli, his here's a beged, and he's renting his beged to the goy, the Erev Shabbos, for Shabbos. For Shabbos. But not for, so for Shabbos, it's Tamazayosa. It's not that. So speaking about, he's renting it for a week. But we're starting Shabbos. So, be'emesin al tzchar Shabbos, there's no issa. It's pahavlo. Afal pikein, it is also. Why? Lefisha nire kinaitol tzchar Shabbos. It looks like he's taking tzchar Shabbos. Watch out, it looks like he's taking Schar Shabbos. Because since we start, the rental starts from Shabbos, and the paying is from Shabbos, so Memele, so even though it's a weekly rental, but Al Koponim, since it starts in Shabbos, it's Nirek Yischar Shabbos. We'll see in the Rosh a little clear, more what Pshat and Taisvus is. So it's Nirek Yischar Shabbos. So therefore, that's why Taisvus says, Klo, not the way we said in the Rashi and the Rambam. According to Taisvus, Avol Shaila Shori. The Ikar Nekuda is, that the Ikar Nekuda is Chiris, La Yaskir Adam Kelev Erev Shabbos. But, so what's the Maila? Now we'll understand Thursday or Friday. If he rents it out Thursday, so the first day of the Schiris is Friday. So we're not starting with Shabbos. Then there's a look, then we see the Havlo. But if it starts with Shabbos, from this day you start Cheshbening, so maybe that's Nirek Yischar Shabbos. Let us see the Rosh. The Rosh is... Tafkuf Samach Beis in the middle of Islam at Bar. Tana Rabban. That means three lines after the Islam at Bar starts. Tana Rabban. Lo Yaskir Adam Kalov Lenochi Be'erev Shabbos. Uberevi Bachamishi Mutter. Rav Alfazal loy heviyoy behulchoysa. The Rif doesn't bring down. Nire de svirelei, we have to know it's moiridik. The Rif said halachis, what he did say and what he didn't say. When he didn't say something, it's oichet kizot. That's so the Rif didn't say it, so that means something. So nire de svirelei, taima mishum shvises kaila. That the whole time, that this is also result shvises kaila. Vanan kaimalon ke beisilo. We paskin like beisilo. Because the time in Mishum Shvises Kele, mafilu bedalad veheinami also, because they learned, he's renting it for Shabbos. So there's mamash and isa d'raisa of Shvises Kele. So why is it muta bedalad vehe? The Yesh Meforshim, the Shvises Kele ki hai, she'ein meleches Yisrael nasibem, Einei osar elo midarabon. It's the zukta amoyredik echidish. That the isa of shvises kalim, and somehow this is different than shvises behemtai. Shvises kalim is only osar if a yid is doing meloche in his kalim. Also tutzach meleches Yisrael al yedei kalov shal Yisrael. Then there's an isa midaraisa. But if lemaise change milachsonas lebemein osel midrabono hilkach loy achmer bedale de behe. So therefore, since it's only osel midrabono, so they weren't machmer bedale de behe. So we also have to understand what is the lomdus. If it's also midarabonon, so kaponon, what is the difference between Dalet Vehei or Erev Shabbos? So perhaps we can say one of two svaras. Perhaps one svara we could say, just like we learned yesterday, that Rabbi Yehuda held that a person, the Rashi said Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda, that a person is should not sell kutach 30 days before Pesach because he's mitzuveh l'hashbise min ha'olam. And if he sells it 30 days before Pesach, it will not be consumed, it will not be destroyed before Pesach. 31 days before Pesach, he's permitted to sell it. It also won't be consumed, but seems he's not mechuyev to be doig on hashbosas chometz 31 days before Pesach. 30 days, shaylem v'dershin, v'hilchis achag, sememele, so then he's mechuyev to be doig. So it could be that this is pshat in the Rosh, since this is not a shvises kelem d'araisa, this is a shvises kelem d'rabona, so Erev Shabbos could be his mitzuvah to make sure that his kelem should be shavis on Shabbos. Perhaps 2 or 3 days before, he's not mitzuvah. Or perhaps they bring down a primogodim. The primogodim says that a different svara. It's not so, that means if he rents it Erev Shabbos, mistama he'll do melacha with it on Shabbos. If he rents it Wednesday or Thursday, it's not muchach, even though the rental is for a week or whatever it is, but it's not muchach that he'll do melacha with the Shabbos. He rented it. Who says he'll do melacha with the Shabbos? Maybe he'll take off the weekend. I mean, if he rented it Friday, so mistameh, the melacha will be done Shabbos. If he rented it Thursday, there's already a suffix, maybe melacha won't be done with the Shabbos. Maybe it will be done. And since the whole Isser is a suffix derabonon, so mela we will make will by Thursday. So it could be this a second mahalach pshat in the sheet. The line here. So the Rosh doesn't like this either. The ike be shamei osye havalei l'shas l'meime homoni be shamei. So the Gemara should have said it goes according to be shamei. Umi de kova bigmore bestam mashvadli be the hilchasi. Weistoif we paskin like this. Voin mi diktoni seife ki yeitze bei mishalchin igris bi anochi berev Shabbos. One is not permitted to send out an igeres erev Shabbos vi bei shamahi tzricha lemeima. I'm not allowed to send out with a goy erev Shabbos to ashtem mechira nesini osri bei shamahi shlichas mi boy. We learned yesterday that he's not allowed to sell him something if the goy will be carrying it in Shabbos. He's not allowed to send out my letter in Shabbos, erev Shabbos. Upei reshri artoises da osa de mischazi kenaitel schar Shabbos. It looks like he's taking Schar Shabbos. Umayri b'schir Shabbos, oy b'schir Chodesh. It's speaking about that he rented it for a week. Avol b'schir yoyim afilu b'dalot v'hei yosa. Mididav ha-schir espoyol ishmer pora b'tinik b'perik hazot. Filo ochi osri b'erev Shabbos. He's really renting it for a week. No, it's osr b'erev Shabbos. They marasai. Aval gav de li Yisrael muter bahavlo de Shabbos oy chodesh l'noch yosef. And now here the Rosh speaks about a sore point, which we'll see the Rabbeinu Yoine will be moira this. That means if this is the Isser, there's an Isser of schar Shabbos that is also bahavlo. If the schiris starts b'yoyim haShabbos, so what is the difference between a yid and a goy? Vayaskir Adam Caleb Lenochri. What's with Ayid? What's the difference? So the Rosh says, by Ayid will be Mutah. Avagav the Yisrael Mutah. Bavlo the Shabbos Vechayish Lenochri also. Why? He doesn't explain. Rabbeinu Yoine Zal Pirish. Rabbeinu Yoine did not like Taisus Pshat either. The E Airi Bekalim Shein Oisimbem Umalocha Loi Mistava Lemesa Benochri Tfeime Be Yisrael. So if there's an Isser of Schar Shabbos, so what's the chilek if you're renting it to a goy, a talis, or you're renting to a yid, a talis? The ma shayich b'maris ha'ayim b'nochri tfeim mi b'Yisrael. What is the difference? So the Rashba brings down that others wanted a fa'em for shitas ha'tayisvitz because a yid is not choshud to give schar Shabbos. So that means if he's renting it to a yid, so what, we don't see the week. It looks like, since you're starting from Shabbos, it looks like schar Shabbos. Look, you're renting it to a yid, it's schar Shabbos. So we understand already from the transaction that it's havlo, that he's renting it for a week. A goy can give schar Shabbos. So mamela, even though when you saw it, it's for a week, but there's a marasayin al schar Shabbos. The Rashba asks on this. The Rashba says, just like he said, a yid isn't choshet to give schar Shabbos, a yid isn't choshet to take schar Shabbos. So mamela, if you're working with such cheshbonus of when he rents that goy, say also the same cheshbon. He wouldn't take schar Shabbos from its stomach's bahavlo. So this Emerson is a meiridike sore point, according to Tosfos, what is the chilek between a goy and a yid? Uperish. So therefore, the Rabbeinu Yonah says now a nupsha. We pasca like the Rabbeinu Yonah. The meiri bekelim the oisin behem molochem. We're speaking about kelim, like Rashi said. We're speaking about kelim, not a choluk for talis. The oisin behem molochem. If you're going rechayim, a machisha, v'shakli umnes. So what's wrong with this? Mishum de merzi meloche she'oisin behen hanochi b'Shabbos. The meloche that the guy does in Shabbos with my keli kishluchai shel Yisrael. That means I'm giving him a keli to do work on Shabbos. Va'av al gav d'shoru beisilu oireis la'avdom imcha sheichem. What's that nire kishluchai? I'm permitted, well, does the chapella. Here he's doing the work for himself. He's just renting the machrisha from me. He's renting the plow from me. He's doing it for himself. And this is also because it looks like he's doing it for me. And in the Mishnah it says, I'm permitted to give him leather to do it for me. Since in Yisrael he's doing it for himself. This is a kablan. So Mamel said, Rabbeinu Yonah asks, Va'av al gav de shoru beisilu oireis la'avdom im chasheicho de nochi le'nav sheiko ovid, because the guy is doing for himself. Kiven de kotzat lo'idomim, it's speaking about he gave the guy money, and the guy will do it when it's convenient for the guy. So if the guy does it on Shabbos, so he's not doing it for the yid, therefore it's mutter. Say bazoi, here's even the guy is doing it for himself. Again, the guy rented the keli, the work he's doing for himself. Shani hosa. So he says, no, there's different. She'ein revach li Yisrael b'mesh anochi oisa b'Shabbos. Here, the yid is not receiving any benefit that what the guy does it in Shabbos. I mean, that the guy does it in Shabbos, Chas v'shalom, tell him I need it mitzoy Shabbos. Forget it. It doesn't matter. Whenever you'll be finished. There's no pressure on the guy. The guy does it on Shabbos, so he's not doing it for his own convenience. Aval b'schiras keilim yaduah. Here we know that he's getting schiras for this. He's deriving benefit from this schiras. V'afilu b'avlo im yaskirim lo'ichut mishabosis lo'yitelen kol schiraisa. That means if he would rent it to him and specify don't work on Shabbos, so he wouldn't get the normal amount of schiris. Hilka. Kivin sheyesh revach li Yisrael b'mashah hakelim niskorim eitzel hanochi. That means that what the goy is able to do meloche with this keli on Shabbos is the Yid is deriving benefit from this, that he's able to do melacha. Merzi melacha shenachi oisabem b'shabes kishluchai shel Yisrael. So that means, he says, the whole heter of kablonis is if when I'm not deriving benefit from it, from the melacha Shabbos. But when I'm deriving benefit from the melacha Shabbos, it means that what you're able to do melacha with my keli. So I'm deriving benefit from it, so then we assume that the melacha you are doing with this keli is nira kishluchai. If I'm deriving benefit from that what you're doing, the melacha, so it's ke'ilu, I made you a shliach to do the melacha. And Chazal asked, I mean, it's moiridik, the chumras which we will see, this, the whole thing is, and if I would tell him taka to do a melacha, so it's only osel mi darabonon. You see what an only osel mi darabonon means? That's osel mi darabonon, and here it looks ke'ilu shlucha. So that's also osel. Chazal asked, why is it merzi kishluchai? The davke be'erev Shabbos merzi. I'm giving it to Erev Shabbos and he goes and I didn't say a word. But I give it to Erev Shabbos, so it looks like I'm telling him, Sheyelech lamocha bishlichus, v'amir lanochi shvus. V'afilu imamulai, in amir lanochi yisos, afilu imamulai mi Erev Shabbos asay zeh b'shabbos. The iser of amir lanochi is, afilu you tell him Erev Shabbos. That's a yisod. That the agavuche, there are a few svaris why amir lanochi is also. One svare, amir l'nochi, is also to tell a goy to do a malache. One svare is it's also als l'dabir dova, shalihei dibucha b'choyl ke dibucha b'shabbos. Dibucha b'shabbos ke dibucha b'choyl, sorry. That one should not say, speak in Shabbos men yoni malache. So therefore, Shabbos, I'll tell a goy, Sunday, I want you to do this and this. So that's also als what? The iser is because Shabbos tom neshredn vegen melocha, and saying nishn Shabbos geref also doesn't help unless you don't speak on Shabbos. But al kaponim to tell a goy Shabbos to do a melocha Sunday, that's also al dabel dobo. To tell him Friday to do a melocha in Shabbos, that's also al dabel dobo. I'm speaking Friday. It's chayil. There it's also al shluchay. Because if you tell him Shabbos to do a melocha, so you're making him a shliach. Ay, and shlichas la'akum. And shlichut baravet. Over mid the rabbanon it's also. After you whittle down all the lumbis, mid the rabbanon it's also. Lachumah we say yes shlichus lakum. So memele. So it is also to tell him on Friday to carry a letter for me on Shabbos. So if I give him the letter on Friday, even though I didn't tell him, but it looks like I'm giving him the letter to carry on Shabbos. So memele. It is also. That's the issur of igeres. I give it to him on Friday. So it's also wasa. So it's nire ke'ilu he told them. Avol muflig lifnei haShabbos. But what is, if it's 2 days before Shabbos, I didn't tell him a word, and I gave him Thursday a letter. Le'merzi ke'oyim alei, it doesn't look, asei melachti b'Shabbos. V'chein oyreis la'avdom v'keilim l'koydes v'dal v'ein muter av api shaloi kotsas. The same thing. If I go and give a worker oyreis Thursday, I don't have to be kotsit. That means, like this, when you kotsit's a price, so he's doing it for his own benefit, when he wants to do it, because he's getting paid for it. And avdom, if I'll give it to him Thursday, and we didn't make up, I'll pay you, I won't pay you. So Mamela stuff, I said we give it to him Friday, so it looks like he's doing it for me Shabbos. That's what it looks like. The Friday's right before Shabbos. I give it to him Thursday. There's no Marisayin, and therefore it is Mut. Look to Gemara weiter. Tano Rabon. Ein Mishalchin Igeres Biyad Nochi Erev Shabbos. One is not permitted to send a letter v'yadnochi erev Shabbos, elim kein koitzitz loy domen. But if there was, he made up a price, so memeila, then he's allowed to go and send a letter with a goy erev Shabbos. Beishami oimrim, so what is the lomdus? Let us say lomdus. The lomdus of koitzitz loy domen. So that is the same lomdus like Amdon. That means I'm not telling him when to carry the letter. I'm asking him to take this letter and I'm paying him $5 for it. So that what the goy does it on Shabbos is not for me. He got $5. He has to carry the letter. So he's doing it for himself. His kotzatz leidomim is like Amdon. That it's muta. Elim ken kotzatz leidomim. Beishamay oimrim, now all of a sudden we will see a psnut noim. Beishamay oimrim, kadei shi yagia lebeisai. That it is only muta, if Erev Shabbos, this goy will be able to reach the destination in Erev Shabbos yet, where the leather will be sent. Ubeishilu oimrim, kadei shi yagia lebeis asomuch lechoima. In order for be able to reach the destination of the nearest house to the city, which is the destination where the leather is sent. So the Gemara asks, so the Reish in the Sefer doesn't stim. The Reish says that if you're koitzitz, you're allowed to send. And the Lomdus is, the Lomdus you're koitzitz, so even he's doing it for you on Shabbos, but he's not doing it for you, he's doing it for himself. That was the Reisha. And then all of a sudden the Sefer says it's only muta if it is able to be accomplished Erev Shabbos. Trek the Gemara v'aloi kotzatz. What is here by Shami b'Sil Tomi Chashboinis? That it is only muta if the letter can be delivered Erev Shabbos. He was kotzatz. If he's kotzatz, it's muta to be done afilu in Shabbos also. Omar Rav Sheish is Ochikoma. V'imloi kotzatz. What if he wasn't kotzatz? So now we don't have the heter anymore. Of kablonis. So memeila here, it's takanira kishluchai. So it's only muta if there's a possibility that the letter will be delivered erev Shabbos. V'shami oimrem achigil ebeisoim. If the letter can reach the destination of the one he's sending it to. And be siloimrim achi yegia lebayis hasamach lochaim. If it can reach the first house that is near the chaim asayir, the wall of the city, that's also sufficient. So the Gemara asks, va'amret reishe ein mishalchen. We learned ein mishalchen period. Ein mishalchen igeres biyad nochi, erev Shabbos. Ein mishalchen. Now you're telling me that you could send if is yochel lahagia. So why do you say ein mishalchen? Vamet reisha ein mishalchen. So the Gemara says loikash. Hode kevia beidoyar bemoso, or hode loikevia beidoyar bemoso. So before we'll say Rashi's Pshat, let me tell you the Pshat that the Rambam learns, and the Rif learns, and the Rosh learns, which is a more Poshet Pshat. So the Rambam explains this Beidoya was a postman. And the Rambam explains as follows. The Shtega was that a person sent a letter to the post office. So Mamela, and then the post office took care of it. So the whole shaila is that it has to get to the post office before Shabbos. The post office is a bezundere parsha, but this person, it's like kotzatz. So he has to get to the post office. So mameila zazoy. If there's yodua, there's a post office be'ir, so that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says as follows. Hodekevia beidoya, so mameila, so then you're allowed to send erev Shabbos. As long as the my messenger can reach the city where the post office is. According to Beis Shammai, he has to be able to reach Mamish the house. According to Beis Hillel, if he reaches the Al Kaponim, the nearest house, Samach Lachayma, that's also sufficient. Al Kaponim, if the postmaster is Ba'ir, Samemele, so we can assume that the letter will be delivered to the postmaster before Shabbos. Samemele, that it's like Kotzatz. Samemele, then it is Mutter. But what if the postmaster is not Kavua Beir? And I'm making him a messenger to take this to the postmaster. So what if he's going to come out of Shabbos and the postmaster's not here? The postmaster's in another city. So I'll call Chochal Tzmai Shlichis, I'll have to go in Shabbos to find the postmaster. Then it's also. So that is Pshat in the Gemara. Pshat, so there's three dinim. Ein Mishalchen Igeres B'yad Nochi Erev Shabbos, period. There's a mole if the postmaster's not Kavua B'ir. So you can't give zmanim till he'll reach his house, till he'll reach the bayis ha-samach l'chayme. Vos, ven, if he's kabuah, there's a house, there's a mokim kabuah, if he comes there, ain mol in a yoyvel, so you can't give a zman, then it's taka also. But if the beidoya has kabuah be'ir, and it's like kotzatz, so then we have here the machlekes, beishami beisilu. If he could reach the bias or the bias of samach l'chayim. That is how Rav Rishonim learn, and that's how it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Rashi is a different pshat in Beidoy. Let us see Rashi. Elim ken kotzetz loidomim, the kivin the kotzetz loidomim, b'didei torach. So then he's working for himself. U'beishamei loy moidu b'kotzetz. Beishamei isn't moidu afilu b'kotzetz, afilu b'kotzetz, please. Doloyodiv mi moicher o mashal v'noisen matone. That is osa. Elamilsa de beisil ashmin, de belay kotzatz, loy pligi de osa. Then that is osa. Le beisa shomisha nishtalcha loy. Le beisa somuch lachay mesiyash nishtalcha shom. So the Gemara asked va loy kotzatz, va mai osri beisilu ha inu shori loyel. They were matter. So the Gemara says, talking about the loikot. Tzva amret reisha ein mishalchen Elohim ken kotzatz, even though he could reach the ear. Daya, Rashi says, shiltain ha'ir. The loy l'regilun l'shloyach igreis. Rashi learns that the letters, if you ever sent a letter, you sent it to the shiltain ear. Shriche b'mosa mishalchem b'loikotz v'shigiyash liach l'mar l'beis ha'doyer l'mar l'beis ha'samach l'chayme. Reisha day mishalchim beloy kaitz, it's cloud like a via b'mosa. That the shiltain is not in the year. Vim loyim tzehenu, yetzach le'lechachol b'shabbos. So then it is also. Taisvis, elim ken kaitz, it's loy domim. So Taisvis says, masnisin nami denoisnim kelam lekaivais, v'oirais la'avdon airinami b'kaitzit. Or the porch v'loy kotzas l'beisilu porich. Eis n'os kashi is according to Beisilu. According to Beisilu, Beisilu held that by kotzas it helps. So why do you need these manim? Tana Rabon. Now we're also going to come into a very complicated gemore, a big machlokes harishonim pshat in this gemore. Ein machligin Besvine poches migimul yomim kaidim l'shabbos. One is not permitted to leave the shore and to go on a ship. Poches migimul yomim kaidim l'shabbos. So others say that means you have to leave from Tuesday. You can't leave from Wednesday. And others say the gimul yomim includes Shabbos. So from Thursday, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a machlokes. But let us say, yes, for practical purposes, you're not allowed, you have to go on the ship to leave the land and go on the ship. You have to be matlik from Tuesday. That's that if the purpose of your journey is a dvar harishus. Aval dvar mitzvah shaper domi. But if you're going for a dvar mitzvah, you can even leave on Friday. And you make up with the captain of the ship that the Shabbos the ship shouldn't go. Even though if he doesn't listen, and this the Mishnah Berurah says, this is le mitzvah. If you know Kloy, you know what to talk to, so you don't have this mitzvah. Is that necessary to make up with this captain? What if you're going on a ship from Tzul Letzaidon, which this is a journey which you can get there, Miboi Yoim Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos Mutter, so then there's no problem. And let's go a little further. Tana Rabbonon, Ein Tzorin Ala Yore Shal Nochim, Pochis Megimul Yonim Kaidim LeShabbos, a similar halacha. That if we want to be Loichem, with the cities that belong to Goyim, so one, they shouldn't start Pochis Megimul Yom Kaidim LeShabbos. Bimischilu, but if they started, Eim Afsikim. Vechen HaYosham Me'oimer, Adridito Afilo B'Shabbos. Let us see Rashi. Mafligin. So Rashi says, Mafrishim Mina Yabosh Aliyam. Mafligin is a Loshon Hafloga, Afroshe. You're separating yourself Mina Yabosh Liyam, v'zeh loshin haflogas svina al shem shemaflig atzmi min hayishuv. He's separating himself from the yishuv, from the people who are living in the city. He's leaving them. He's leaving the yishuv. Nabeinu Yaakov shamati be'erevin shem tzoisoy shal yam nikra pilgus ba'av v'loshin las pilgus. So the Loshon Afloge is not a Loshon of separation, that it's a Loshon, he's going into the middle of the Yam. U'paisik im anochi amanas lishbois, vein tzorich lishbois. U'mitzu letzaidon, ein ele mahalach yoim, this is only a day's journey, b'erev Shabbos ho yeshom yoim ha'shukin tzaidon, k'demrinim ev'sochim b'mokim shenoagu. Rashi did say something. I'd like to read the Ritva on the Shittas HaRishonim in this Gemara. Rashi loy perish b'zeh shum tam. Rashi didn't say anything, finished. The Rashbam says, now there's the Shittas, the Rashbam says as follows. Well, let's not get into Rashbam, Rashbam is a difficult pshat. Yeah. No, my boss also said Rashbam. Rashbam pirish toho beishamay. It goes according to beishamay. The osri los is oiris la'avdon goy. Beishamay holds that a kablon is also osa, va'af albid the kablonusu. That means even the goy is doing for himself. So memele, so it's osa. The beishamay asad kablonus nirikish luchay. Ochenami osri likonis besfinish al goy. So what is he doing? He's taking him chutz l'tchum. He's doing it b'ktzitze. That means, he's doing this malacha, they were koitzitz domin. So he's doing it for his own convenience. He's taking him now because he wants to. So memela, according to Beishami, it is also. Avul beis Hillel, the shori le'elim Hashemesh. According to beis Hillel, the one is permitted, if he was koitzitz melach, whenever it's convenient for you to do it, you can do it. So here, he tells the guy, whenever it's convenient for you to take me, you can take me. So hanami shori. Dechi ayil Yisrael besvine, loy ovid yisure. When he's in the ship, he didn't do anything. Dechi hoder ozl chutzchut chume meilad ozl. V'lav midi oved Yisrael. The Yid isn't doing anything. He went into the ship. Now the ship is moving. So what's going on for them? And the guy is doing it. The guy wants to go Shabbos. V'ein dey machver. So this guy he doesn't like. V'heichi. So there's a few kashes. V'heichi pligi Rabbonim v'Rabban Gamliel libe de Beis Shammai. We hear a machloikis that he has to tell the guy to be shayvis. He doesn't have to tell the guy to be shayvis. It's a machloikis only according to Beis Shammai. V'hoi, he asks another kasha. The heiche shenichnas Yisrael besfine ke'oisei bebeisei shel Yisrael dom. He says it's a big difference between oirei shel avdom and this case. So the guy is doing melacha in his house, in the guy's house, and the guy is not doing it for the yid, because he's a kabbalah, he's doing it for his own convenience, it's mutter. But over here, that the yid is the passenger, and the guy is the, and the so the guy is doing it be basis shel Yisrael. So memele, so it should be yosa. So he doesn't like this pshat. So it should be yosa filled according to Beis Hillel also. Rabbeinu Chananel zal pirish bebas nisin bizman shasvina goyshashes. The Mishnah is speaking about that, the Baraisa is speaking about that the Sfine is Goysheshes. That means the Halach is as follows. A Sfine, if it is higher than Yud Tzvachim from the Karkoi Sana, so there's no Din Tchumim. Ein Tchumim L'maylo Me'asore. The whole Din to go Chutz L'Tchum is Dafke if it is less than 10 Tzvachim from the Sfine to the, there's less than 10 tvachim from the Sfina to the ground, then there's an Iser of Tchumim, and therefore you're not allowed, so that's called you're going Chutz L'Tchum. So the Rabbi Nechananel said pshat, that it is speaking about that the Sfina was very, in very shallow water. So there's a, so my goal Chutz L'Tchum? Avol Sha Sfina Heileches L'Mailo Me'asore, Mutter Shein Tchumim L'Mailo Me'asore. So the Samaila Meyasor it's Mutta. And therefore, the Rabbi Nechananel says, therefore, that's how we go, Limgrimaflik Liyam. The whole Issa was only a ship that is going in shallow water, so you're going Chutz L'Tchum. If it's Lamaila Meyasor, there's no Issa of Tchum. So the Emerson, we see already that Rashi did not learn like the Rabbi Nechananel, because Rashi said Yam. Rashi said a whole shtick Torah. You're Malchik from the Yaboshe. You're in the middle of the Yam. So Rashi said, klar, in his very quiet way, not like the Rabbi Nechananel. We're going in the deep ocean. We're not going, we're not speaking about something that's going in shallow water. Yeah, Taisva says, the Loshem, Taisva's asking Rabbi Nechananel, the Loshem afligin, palge shal yamash mikir the cause of Rashi. So it's not like the Rabbi Nechananel. And the Rif asks, the Shaila, if the Isra is going Chutz L'Tchum, so why didn't he specify what kind of a ship? He says Sfina Stam. Sfina Stam doesn't mean a rowboat that's in shallow water. And then the Rif asked another kasha. The Rif asked if it's going Chutz L'Tchum, so why L'Dvar Mitzvah is it Mutter? They weren't Mutter. The Hamidu Devrayim, the Moki Misurim. Okay, the Rif over here by Yesk says a kasha, the Gemara says in Psochim, that if Oinon has kachim to eat, midarabonon, he's an Oinon, the night after he was mekaber his mace, so midarabonon, he's not allowed to eat kachim, even though there's a mitzvah on him to eat kachim, he midu devrayim, midarabonon, you're an Oinon, you're not allowed to eat kachim. So what does it mean if he has a mitzvah, he's allowed to go chutz l'tchum? Where is there such a thing? So the Rif says, amoyre de kipshat, and the Rif shat is brought down l'aloch. Sha'atam, mignei sha'hoilach b'yam, ruchoy meturefes la'alta. When a person goes into the yam, he gets seasick. Kedachsiv, yachoygu, v'yanu, kashikar, v'ike bitl oynik Shabbos. You're gonna go erev Shabbos in a ship, it'll come Shabbos, you won't have an appetite, you'll be nauseous. And others say the odor of the yam also isn't too enticing, is not too appetizing. So Mamela, that Shabbos will be a very, will be missing Oynik Shabbos, that Shabbos. Ulefichoch, ledivrei mitzvah shori. If you're going for a dvar mitzvah's mutter, sha'oisik be mitzvah, potam in a mitzvah. I'm going out to do a mitzvah. So what'll be with Oynik Shabbos? I won't have Oynik Shabbos. Oisik be mitzvah, potam in a mitzvah. What if he leaves before Revi? So then it's Mutter. Shekvar Hugel boy Koidem HaShabbos. So he's Eingeweint already. The first 3 days is a Shrek. Afterwards, you get used to it already. So he'll have Eining Shabbos. That's how the Rif learned Pshat and the Is of Ein Mafligim Besmina. The Balamoyer, the Samoyer Dike, you say this Dike Balamoyer, Balamoyer says a different Pshat. The Baal HaMoyer says, when you're going into a Sfina, it's all that, it's Pikuch Nefoshes, it's very possible that that will be in a matzev of pikuach nefoshes, and he himself will have to be mechalo Shabbos. So therefore, so the shaila is, am I allowed to put myself in a matzev, in a position, that there's a possibility because of what I'm doing now, I might be forced to be mechalo Shabbos. So the Balamoya learns as follows. From Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, these 3 days, we say Lechon Aranu no Wednesday already. The 3 days before Shabbos belong to the Shabbos Abba. The 3 days before Shabbos, so I'm mechuyev to think what's going to be in Shabbos. I'm going now in the ship, and what if there's going to be Pekuch Nefoshos on Shabbos? I'll have to be Mechalo Shabbos. So it's considered I'm machnis myself right now in a matzav of Chilul Shabbos. One is not permitted to do this. This is the Shitas Baal HaMoir. The Stipler asks Akasha, L'chayre this Baal HaMoir, there's another Baal HaMoir, a very famous Baal HaMoir. The Baal HaMoir says as follows. The Baal HaMoir says that Bizman Chazal, after the Bris, if the Tinoik, Hanimoil, the child that was gemalit, they were unable to wash him in hot water, so it was a sakonet. So there's a machloikis arishayin, and what happens in nishtapach chamimi b'Shabbos? They had hot water prepared before Shabbos, and everyone's there for the bris, and megit hashtup, the water spills out. There's no water now. Are you allowed to make the bris? So the Ramban sheet is, you'll make the bris. It's a mitzvah yay mashmin, you'll make the bris. After the bris, there's a sakone, you have to give him a bath? So we'll make hot water. Hepikuch nefesh is noich Shabbos. Today, Jem Hashmini, you make a bris. Afterwards, it's a mesukin, so you'll do it. The Baal HaMoir says, no, you're not allowed to make the bris. You stoop off the bris. Why? Because you have to be reyes an oilet. That means I'm bringing about Chilul Shabbos. So mitzat echod it would seem, the Baal HaMoir is going l'shitoso. It's fakert, it's the same Baal HaMoir. You have to be reyes an oilet. But mitzad acher, the stipler says that the Baal HaMoir is not l'shitosai. Why? Because here, from the Baal HaMoir, it would seem this is only an iser d'rabbonon, and l'tzeirich mitzvah is mutter. L'tzeirich mitzvah, you're allowed to do such a thing. And ein l'chom tzeirich mitzvah than bris milah, and today you're not allowed to do it. So l'chayre, how does this Baal HaMoir stim with the other Baal HaMoir? So the stipler says as follows. If it's before Shabbos, so then it's only at the Rabbon and the Kedin. That means I'm not permitted the 3 days before Shabbos, me the Rabbon, and I have to think about Shabbos already, me the Rabbon, and I'm not permitted to put myself in a matzev, that I may be forced to be Mechalo Shabbos. This is only an Isser the Rabbon. In Shabbos alone, then that's an Issa D'Rais already. In Shabbos, I'm Ritzuvah to make sure that I shouldn't come to Chilul Shabbos. So there the Baal HaMoir holds, if by making the Bris, I'll be forced to be Mechalo Shabbos, then I'm not permitted to make the Bris. Let us see Taisvitz. Taisvitz learns another Pshat in the Gemara. Ein mafligim besvina. So Taisus says, Afilu teichat chum osa mishum shot. Now what's pshat? One is not allowed to go into a ship, because it's just like he's swimming, just like one is not permitted to swim on Shabbos, so one is not permitted to go on a raft or something that's floating, it goes into this gzeire of shot. Kidemuchach bepeirik toilem, that there's such an issa. Gabi hu ahu tzuva mirabonon. So there the Gemara says this Isser is permitted for a Talmud Chochim in an oifen when he's marin, when he makes a haromen, when we don't see what his true purpose is. Now the Maisa was there as follows. There was a Talmud Chochim that went in Shabbos on a raft. And he went on the raft, and they asked him, why are you going on the raft? So he says, Lemeinam Beina, I want to sleep there. The raft was sunny, it was comfortable. He wants to sleep there. But also, no, Yene, the guy sees someone on the raft, so that means business. But also, Leidach Gisa, so he took him over. Vishama Peiri. So he got over on the other side, so he was able to watch his Peiris. Without being marim, this would be also also. And yeah. So Mamela, that's how Taisus learns Pshat in the Isser of Eima Fligin Besvina. Omar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Noyegim Hoyu Beis Abba, that they used to go and give over the Kalim to the Kovis 3 days before. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Omar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Noyeg Hoyu Beis Abba, Shoyo Noisnim Kli Lovon Le Kovis Nochi, Shloisha Yomim Koidim Le Shabbos. 3 days before Shabbos. And what's that? Because they held like Beis Shammai, so you're only allowed to give over if it's Bechdei Sheyasu. So Memele, a Kli Lovon, the Shira Bechdei Sheyasu was 3 days. Tanya Omar Rav Tzadik, Kach Hoyim in Hogei Shal Beis Ram Gamliel, Shayanoisnim Kli Lovon, Lekoivis, Gimel Yomim, Koidim, Leshabbos. Utzvuyim Afilu Be'erev Shabbos. That white clothes they gave 3 days before Shabbos, and colored clothes they gave Erev Shabbos. Medevreim lo matnu, so from this we can learn a practical inyan, shalavonim kosher lekapsom yoiser minatzvuyim. That is more difficult to wash white clothes than colored clothes, you see? And the Gemara brings now a maaser. Abaya havi yoiv lo ahu moned etzviya lekatsva. Abaya gave over, he had a colored beged, and he gave it over to Akovis, and before he gave it over, Omale kama boyisilave, how much do you want, how much do you charge? Omale kedechivri, says the same price we charge for white clothes, we charge for colored clothes. Omale, he told them, dreiminishkan kodmuch rabbonon, that the rabbonon already told us, that there's a difference between white clothes and colored clothes. So Memele, don't say it's the same price. If you say the same price, I'll look for a different kovis. Amar Abaye, Haiman de Yoiv Mono Lekatzro, Bemishcho Nesivle. If a person is giving a beget to a kovis, he should measure it before he gives it to him. Or Bemishcho Nishko Minay. When he gets it back, he should also measure it. The toffee, if it got bigger, avsedeh, he should know he was mavsetim. The mascha, he stretched it. The botzeh, and if it got smaller, avsedeh, the kovtzeh. So memele, whenever you give and you take back, you should come back with your tape, you should come with your tape measure. Zot Rashi, midebreim lo modnu, v'nafkemine l'schar ha-koyves, l'katzro koyves. Kame bois ilave, b'schar kibus. Kvar kodmuch rabbonon shalomdunu shalavonim kosher lechapsom yoysa minatzvui. Lemishchei to measure it, yimdedenu b'nesinoso yibachziroso. He should measure it when he gives it, when he takes it. Dekavtzi b'roischim. He can get, it shrinks b'roischim. Zot the Gemara weiter. V'shovin eilu v'eilu shetoyanim. We heard in the Mishnah, that Sai Beis Shammai and Sai Beis Hillel hold that one is permitted to toyanim koyres beis abad the igulei hagas on the anovim and on the zeisim. You're allowed to put it on erev Shabbos. So the Gemara asks as follows: Maishna kulu the gozrubu beis Shammai. Why all other things? And Tosfos brought a raya from this Gemara. That the svore of Beis Shammai is als gzeire, als what the Rav said before, als gzeire, he might, if he does it erev Shabbos, he might come and do it b'Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, Maishna kulu de gozrubu Beis Shammai, ומייש נקרס בי סבת ויגולי יגס לאי גוזרו. Here they weren't geyser. So the Gemara answers as follows. Hanach di ovid lohu b'shabes. If he'll do this in Shabbos, that means all the other things. Let's say the aser, the in-person mitzuda. So the if he'll do it in Shabbos, or the, all the, oinin shel pishtan, all these things. The ovid lohu b'shabes mechayiv chatos. Gozru b'shamei erev Shabbos mechashecha. Say that what he's doing Erev Shabbos, they were geyser, he might come and do in Shabbos. Koyres beis abad v'igulei hagas. The ovid lo b'shabbos loy mechayev chatos. If he'll do it in Shabbos, he won't be chayev achatos, because we see it's speaking about that it's osi memele, so memele, that means so even if he wouldn't put the koyres beis abad on it, it would also come out. So, tutzach nishkei malachi d'iraisa, loy gozo. So they won't gozo. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, da'osi mimele kegay mashken halolu, shenishchote mi'aleim, ubavad sheyaschol mi'boidim.